Support for Out in the Bay comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to technology, volunteering time, providing financial support, and connecting people in need to high-speed internet at home. More at california.comcast.com.
Hello and welcome to Out in the Bay. I'm Eric Jansen. Today, a special feature on the Equality California Institute Comcast Fellowship, which brings LGBTQ and allied college students to Sacramento to learn about state politics, the legislative process, and civic engagement. Fellows gain firsthand experience and develop leadership skills working with legislators, policymakers, and their staff, and they meet with LGBTQ leaders to learn how advocacy and public service can fuel meaningful policy change. I have two guests here to tell us more about this fellowship, which happens every year in June. First, let me introduce Lorena Hernandez, the Director of Community Impact for Comcast California, who created the fellowship in 2010. Lorena Hernandez, welcome to this special edition of Out in the Bay.
Thank you.
Tammy Martin is Legislative Manager for Equality California, the nation's largest statewide LGBTQ plus civil rights organization. Before becoming Equality California's Legislative Manager in Sacramento, she ran the Equality California Institute Comcast Fellowship. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
Lorena, you were instrumental in creating the Equality California Institute Comcast Fellowship. Please tell us more about the fellowship's creation. What were some of the needs that you saw?
Well, the fellowship was program was developed in response to addressing the lack of LGBTQ representation within our legislative body. And as we know, this representation is particularly important in spaces where decision-making is taking place. So through the fellowship program, we have been able to provide an opportunity for to become civically engaged, increase the LGBTQ visibility in the Capitol, and help to foster the next generation of California leaders.
How did the partnership with Equality California come to be?
Well, we've had a longstanding partnership with Equality California before we even launched the program. It's a statewide organization who's done just tremendous work on behalf of LGBTQ population and community. And we've seen the work that they've made and the impact that they've made. And at the time, they also had a youth program. It was a natural evolution of our partnership to create the Equality California and Comcast Fellowship Program.
At the time you founded the fellowship, I understand there was no similar policy-focused program for LGBTQ people anywhere in the country. How have you seen the program evolve? And if you can describe some of the impact you've seen as a result of the fellowship.
Well, we've seen the program evolve in numbers of the fellows, you know, because, of course, when you start something out, you want to, you know, pilot something and then, you know, get, you know, everything in place to expand it. And so in the past decade, we've had more than 100 fellows that have participated in the Equality California and Comcast Fellowship Program. Many have gone on to work, you know, in the California State Legislature, helping to create policy and supporting also nonprofit organizations working directly with our communities. So it brings me great joy, you know, to see the evolution of the fellows when they come in, you know, and participate in the program for the first time. For many of them, it's, you know, that they're entering the Capitol and understanding and learning the legislative process. And so to see them just complete college and kind of start their career and thrive in their career is what we wanted to see out of this program. And so there's no greater return on the Comcast investment than to really see the impact it's making in transforming the life of these college students.
Tammy Martin, Equality California Legislative Manager. You managed the Equality California Comcast Fellowship Program for a couple of years before you became the organization's legislative manager. And in your current role, you work with the fellows. So if you could just give us a brief description of the fellowship, the basic logistics.
Definitely. Yeah. So the fellowship, as Lorena has mentioned, is for undergraduate college students. And of course, the goal is to get them that firsthand policymaking experience in the Capitol here in Sacramento. in a typical year, obviously this year and this summer is a little bit different than we've run the fellowship previously, but in a typical year, we will select 6 students from a competitive application process and arrange for their placement in different legislative offices here in Sacramento in the Capitol building. We've had some fellows do administrative placements, you know, work with agencies or other people, but primarily this is for legislative policymaking perspective. This is also a paid fellowship. So we provide them with a stipend to cover their expenses for moving to Sacramento, living in Sacramento, and all of that. And we also arrange for a series of networking opportunities for them. And we use our connections here in Sacramento to pick people that we think they would benefit from talking to from a range of perspectives. Some of these are lobbyists. Some of them are staffers that work for legislators in the building. Some of them are perhaps, you know, communications people who still work in the field of politics. And we've heard from fellows that getting this range of perspectives is really helpful for them. A lot of times they know they have an interest in policy and in legislation, but there are many ways to be involved in that capacity. And so their doors are often opened much wider than they expected them to be because of these networking opportunities and the range of different people that they get to meet. And we cover the cost of those networking engagements, often over lunch or dinner, which is a nice perk for them as well. We coordinate all of the reservations for that, so they don't need to do any of that coordinating. We handle all of those logistics and the payment for everything. So that's the basics.
They get $3,000 stipend, and they also get a bunch of free meals and network with people.
Yeah, and then I forgot to mention this is typically a 4-week fellowship. That's another detail. But it's a lot of substantive work packed into those 4 weeks. And the dates vary year to year because the legislative calendar also shifts from year to year. So we try not to place the fellows in their fellowship while, for example, the legislature is on recess, because that's not as much going on for them to experience. So we look at the calendar at the beginning of each year and we decide on the dates based on that.
Uh-huh. So it's not always in June necessarily. Like I said in the intro, it could be a different month perhaps.
Yeah. I mean, it's typically in this June-July range, but the actual dates will change year to year.
Okay. So what have you seen some of the fellows go on to do after they graduate from college, after they've had this fellowship and then graduate from college?
Yeah, so they've gone on to do a number of different things. We have some who work in the building right now, meaning in the Capitol. We had a guest last week, Sevi, who works with the LGBTQ Legislative Caucus as their consultant. And we have a number of others in the Capitol as well. We have some that went on to work for public relations firms in the political sphere. So that's part of that, you know, multi-perspective experience that I mentioned before, where they realize that there are opportunities for them in this realm that they didn't know they had before. And some of them go into academia research, but we really have seen an increase in representation in the Capitol because of this, and people get contacts and experiences and skills they wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
So besides the Equality California Comcast Fellowship being a great training ground and a pipeline, if you will, to get young LGBTQ people engaged in state politics, what are some of the other benefits?
The other benefits is that the information that you obtain by understanding how government works and policy making works, whether you pursue a career in this field or not, is extremely valuable information to have. I know that, you know, personally, having had that experience has helped me tremendously in my career. I think it's also the importance of what we really promote is civic engagement as a whole, as a human being. And so making sure that you continue to give back to community is a key pillar of the program. The other piece of this is the importance of really building your network and creating mentorship opportunities, you know, with a lot of the individuals that you meet, whether it be, you know, individuals in the state capitol and or some of the various department agencies who individuals who partake in the program as speakers, as leaders. I think that's really helpful for a lot of the fellows also.
Yeah, and I'll just add to that another benefit. You know, of course, the fellows gain many, many things out of this, and that's the main goal. But another long-term benefit of programs like this is that other people in the Capitol who are not LGBTQ have more experiences with our fellows who are LGBTQ and with us, and understand better who LGBTQ people are, and that we are real people. We are not theoretical ideas out in the world. And they see, you know, they also get to experience firsthand what our concerns and needs are.
Yeah, I imagine that visibility is very, very important.
Yes.
Lorena, I understand that the Equality California Fellowship, Comcast Fellowship, is modeled after a very similar program for Latinx college students that you also created and also is sponsored by Comcast. Is that right?
Yes, it is. The program was inspired by the success of the Chicano Latino Youth Leadership Project and Comcast Fellowship Program, which is now in its 11th year and helps to provide the Chicano Latino Youth Leadership Project undergrad alumni an opportunity to learn more about California state government and the dynamics of public service. And so it was modeled after that program. And obviously, you take a program, but you tailor it to the population you're working with also. And so it's been great because there are sessions where we try to bring the fellows together also to learn about, you know, meet each other, but to also learn about the issues that they're each facing and also kind of just share about their experience through the fellowship programs, because sometimes they overlap in timing. So when we have that opportunity, we try to bring the two classes together.
That's great. I will, by the way, put a link up on our website for both programs, both fellowships. We mentioned a bit ago that when founded in 2010, the Equality California Institute Comcast Fellowship was the only state capital civic engagement fellowship in the country for LGBT students. And I'm curious if you know if there are similar state politics fellowships in other states for LGBT students these days. Do either of you know of any that exist?
One is, this is not necessarily a fellowship, but it's run by the Capital LGBTQ Association. And so this is a combination of many people who work in the building, some people outside who work with people in the building. And it's a general Capital community organization. But there are a lot of opportunities through that, such as, you know, mentorship opportunities, networking opportunities. So I would take a look at their website, which is just capital with an O-L, LGBTQ.org. And another thing that comes to mind, it's not LGBTQ specific, but it is a great fellowship program, and that's the Capitol Fellows Program. I believe there's one for the Assembly as well as for the Senate. And so a lot of people get their entry through that as well.
And there is the Victory Fund, which is a national organization dedicated to electing openly LGBTQ people who can further create equality at all levels of government. They have various leadership fellowship and internship programs, like their empowerment and congressional fellowship program.
Very good. So now the application process, I think, is important for people to know about. Tammy, you mentioned earlier that it's a fairly competitive process. There's only 6 slots a year, and it's a paid internship. There aren't many of those. So how stiff is the competition, and what are the basic requirements?
Yeah, so we do typically get a bunch of applications each year. The basic requirements are, in terms of things they need to submit, it's your standard, you know, application form, a few essay questions, a resume, a letter of recommendation, and a transcript, I believe. And then in terms of what we look for, obviously we want to see a demonstrated commitment to the LGBTQ community, an interest in policymaking. You know, we'd like to look for someone who it seems like they know what they want to get out of an experience like this. But many of them are just starting out as well. And they just want to explore this area and see what it's like. And that's totally fine too. But, you know, we ask them what issues are important to them, what they think they might want to work on. And that also helps us when we look to place them with an office to match up interests. and geographic location as well. So obviously there are members from all across the state, and to the extent that we can put the fellows with people who represent their hometowns, you know, that's an additional personal investment for them. That's a great learning experience for them. And yeah, so those are the basic application requirements. And we do an interview, and there's a couple of those, and there's a whole process, and then we whittle it down from there.
Is the fellowship open to non-LGBTQ people who are allies and have all demonstrated work in this area?
It's a little bit more difficult to demonstrate that commitment, I think, or not more difficult, but less common that someone demonstrates that commitment to the LGBTQ community if they don't have a personal connection to it in some way. But we have had allies who do demonstrate that. And so it's not limited in that way.
Great.
I think it's important also to state that we really encourage even community college students to apply, because everybody thinks that these programs are only for those individuals that are in four-year colleges. And both fellowship programs were developed with the intent of really having a diversity in those that come from community colleges as well as four-year colleges.
Yes.
That's good to know, because I was under the impression that this was only for juniors, but it could be a community college, could be in their first, could be a second year student, for example. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So another thing, qualification in that respect is that, you know, typically we look for someone who has at least completed their first year and has a term left after they get back from the fellowship. So they're somewhere in the, you know, college undergrad process.
That is great to know. Where can interested college students learn more?
You can go to our website, which is eqca.org. We have a dedicated landing page for this program. So you can either navigate to it through our programs page, or you can do eqca.org/comcast-fellowship. And you should find everything there, including the qualifications, the logistics, and the timeline, which is posted for this year. And then again, we'll update it for next year when we get there.
Fantastic. Well, as I said before, I will put links on our page to the Capital program that you mentioned earlier, Tammy, and also to the Chicano and Latino Youth Leadership Program Comcast Fellowship, as well as the Equality California Comcast Fellowship. I want to thank my guests for being on this special podcast edition of Out in the Bay. Lorena Hernandez is Director of Community Impact, Comcast California, and Tammy Martin is Legislative Manager for Equality California, the nation's largest statewide LGBTQ plus civil rights organization. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Big thanks also to my co-producers, Kendra Klang and Truk Nguyen. I'm Eric Jansen. Thanks for joining us out in the Bay.
Support for Out in the Bay comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to technology, volunteering time, providing financial support, and connecting people in need to high-speed internet at home. More at california.comcast.com.